Okay, we're picking up the Gemara Chaf Hayam and Aleph. We are from the second line, the words of Karpif. So we're continuing discussing a Karpif, which is an area that is not made for purposes of living, of a Makum Dira, and therefore, if it goes past two Beisahs, we mentioned that it is going to be a problem. You cannot make an Erev around it. However, if it's less than that share, it's going to be Mutter. So the Gemara is not going to discuss in which way can I make it. I have an area which is past the share. How can I shorten make the shear smaller? How can I reduce the area of the karpif? So Gemara says, karpif yosef beis asayim shalok kaf ladira. So I have a karpif which is more than two beisahs, which is not made for residential purposes. Of valamatos, so then I want to reduce the size to make it less than two beisahs. So how can I do that? Miyata belanos, I can reduce it if I plant trees. Therefore, there wouldn't be an open area of two beisahs. So the Gemara says, if I do that, still lohave miyot. That's not going to be considered a valid way of being memayit the shear of the karpif. Why not? Because Rashi says at the end of the day, if I do that, that's normal. People in a karpif will put trees, and therefore it's not the hekif that you made originally is not going to be batal to the trees, and therefore it's still going to remain aser. However, if I bana bow almod gavo asar varachav arba, if I built a pillar there which is going to be 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide in order to make a break in the two base saws, then have admit that it would be a valid way of shrinking the size of the area of the karpif, and therefore it would not be a problem. Pachos mishlosha lo avimiyot. However, if the actual pillar was less than 3 tfachim, it's not going to be valid because the pillar itself is going to be batal because it's going to be Taurus lavud, and we'll see that it's as if it's not there halachically, and since it's not there halachically, the laws of lavud would kick in and tell you this would be a chumra of lavud. And normally lavud usually will help you. Lavud will make it that areas that you need to be closed off as a mechitza will be a mechitza, but here it's an area which you want to be a mechitza, which is still less than 3 tfachim on the ground, so then it's not halacha mechitza, then it's done nothing, and therefore it's not considered a barrier between your Beis HaSayim, and therefore you still have a Beis HaSayim of a Makom that's Lohuk of Adira. Now the Gemara continues, what about Mishlosh of Rabba? What about the width of the pillar was 3 to 4 tvachim wide? So that's a machlokas. Rabba, Mar Havi Miot. Rabba says it is valid to reduce the size of the karpif, and Rabba says Lo Havi Miot, that it's not a valid size. So the Gemara says, Rabba, Amar Havi Miot. Rabba explains the reasoning that it is valid for reducing the karpif, to hanafik le mitoras lavud, because at the end of the day, I have removed lavud. Once it's more than 3 tvachim wide, we're assuming the pillar is going to be significant, and the area is going to be separate, and therefore, it's no longer considered lavud, and I have a halachic pillar, and then I'm good to go. However, Rava, my lavud, even though granted it is not lavud, came into lavim makam arba lo chashev, since it's still not an area of 4 tvachim, L'chor by dalad al dalad, which is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, is not going to be halachic significance, as we've seen before. And the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that in order to be Rishus Ayachid, to be Torn Rishus, you need a minimum of 4 by 4 tvachim. So that is considered a makom chashiv, as we've seen over there in the Gemara in Shabbos. So still two over here, when it comes to this wall, according to Rava, he says that you minimum need is a 4 by 4 tvachim in order to create chashivus, to make it that it's going to be different from the rest of the karpif. If it's not, then it's just considered batal the karpif, in which case you still don't have an answer. So the Gemara wants to extend now the machlokas between Rava and Rava to the case of a karpif which was originally made for not l'makom dira, not for a place for people to live, and then you want to convert it into a place to live. So now the Gemara says, though, herchik min akosel arba vasa mechitza, if someone had moved 4 tfachim back from a wall that was previously there, and now making a new wall, so that the whole point of this, again, you're making it now hook up l'makom dira, once it's now a place where people want to live, you want to fix the old mechitzas that you had made, which were at that point, again, invalid, because they, at that point it was for a place which people did not live at. So the Gemara says, ha'oil, that it is going to be a valid closing of the karpif with this new mechitza. That is the first shita. However, if it was less than 3 tfachim from the old wall, then it's not going to be considered closing off a valid mechitza, because it's going to be part of the new, the old wall that was always there, because you have lavud telling you that you just extended that wall. So once I make it only 3 tfachim, I've just extended that wall, I haven't made a new wall, then it's because if the pre-existing wall was always there, and I still have a problem of a karpif that was made with mechitzas that are makom shalohu kafladira. So the Gemara says, what about mishlosh v'rabba? What if it's distance from the wall from 3 to 4 tfachim? Says the Gemara, now Rabba amir ho'il, Rabba said that it is effective for re-enclosing the karpif, and Rabba says eno mavil, that it's not going to be valid. So the Gemara says, why is that? So the Gemara explains the Rashitas. Rabba, Omer Hovil, Rabba says that it is effective. Why? Da'adafik le'mitoras lovud, because at the end of the day, the space between the walls has in fact emerged from the din of lavud, meaning it's no longer shaykh to lavud because it's more than tefi tefachim. Rav Amar Einamal, because kevin de loavi makom arba lo chashiv. In the day, it's not before it's for tefachim. Very similar machlokas, basically same exact machlokas we said before, is now applying to this case as well. So the Gemara now throws in Rav Shimi masne lekula. Rav Shimi taught this machlokas in Rav and Rava in a more makel manner. How did he do that? Meaning he held that a space of three tefachim between the walls is definitely going to be valid, and Rav and Rava disagreed only about a space of less than three tefachim. So similarly, he would say that when it came to when you have the pillar that are three tefachim wide, that would be enough to reduce the carpet. This machlokas only less than three tefachim. That is how he wanted to learn out. That's based on Rashi, how they explain the machlokas. Okay, now the Gemara continues another way. So that was one way we said if a carpet is based on time, how you can make it smaller halachically and get out of it being a base time. So Gemara is going to discuss another way. Tachbotis, what if I put mud into the inside of the carpet's walls? Therefore, I reduce the area of the carpet to less than two besas. And also, you the mud itself can stand on its own, as Rashi points out, that it's a very thick layer that could stand by itself when not attached to the ground. When it's not attached to the wall, rather. So then we're assuming that it would be Havimiot, says the Gemara, that would be a valid way of reducing the carpave, and carrying would then be allowed. However, if this mud could not stand on its own, then Rabba Mar Havimiot, Rabba says it's going to just be Rabbi said Havimiot that it's still valid. Rabba Amar Lo Havimiot that it's not going to be valid. So Gemara explains their sheet. Now, Rabba Amar Havimiot, Rabbi says that it is valid. This is also a valid way of making it that it's now less than a Beis HaSayim because Hashta Mia Kai. At the end of the day, the mud is still standing. So therefore, it's reducing the size of the carpef to a still a shear that's going to be mutter. Rava Amar Lo Havimiot. Rava says that it's not considered a reducing of the size because Kevin Aleichel Mekum Neatzma Lo Klumim. Because at the end of the day, now this mud in this case. First case, it was able to stand on its own, but this case, it's completely not able to stand on its own, therefore it's going to be batel, it's not going to be any chashivas, and therefore it does not reduce the size of the carpef. Okay, that's what you see from here. So now the Gemara goes back to the din of a carpef that was made hukaf ladira, and was more than two besas. So now the Gemara says, what about herchik minatel arba v'asa mechitza? If you moved four tzfachim, you had apparently a type of a pile, a ground, a heap of something, some sort of pile at the end of the carpef, and you make a mechitza in front of it to re-enclose the area for purposes of lamakom dira, of people now living in it. So the Gemara says, hoil, that this would be effective, and it would be mutter to carry in this area. However, pachas mishlosha, so then if it's less than three tzfachim from this mound, this heap, then it would be a shayla. So the Gemara says, oh, al sfas atel, or if it's if it was pachas mishlosha or asfas atel, if it was less than three tefachim, or is on the upper edge of the mountain part of this heap, this pile that you had, so then Rav Chista Amar Rav Nuna Chad Amar Hoil, one says that it is a valid way of re-enclosing the carpef, the Chad Amar Lawil, another one says that it's not helpful. So the Gemara explains their shitas. Now the Gemara says, Tistayim de Rav Chista Amar Hoil, Lechora Rav Chista is the one who says that it is going to be valid mechitza. Why? De Itmar, what did Rav Chista say in a different context? He said, now when it comes to if you make a wall on top of a wall, so we said before, if there already is a mechitza, you adding to that mechitza does nothing. That's why we had the Gemara before about making the wall by the riverbank. It doesn't really help you because there's a mechitza of the riverbank itself. So here also, if you add on to extending wall, then it's not, you've done nothing. However, let's say that it fell down, so then Rav Chista said it's going to be valid. So the Gemara says, however, with regards to acquiring property of if a ger converts, so someone who converts to Judaism and none of his family members convert, and then he dies, so his property does not go to his family members because they're goyim. So who does the family property go to? It goes whoever is first koneh. So we're saying here, if you put on the second mechitza, normally you have also important to add in, you also have to have a kinyan chazaka. Kinyan chazaka is by doing something that shows that you have ownership over this land, usually by building a fence around it or something like that of that nature. If Chista was saying that adding to an existing wall is not going to be this proper kinyan chazaka, because at the end of the day, there was a wall. They had a mechitza, so you'd have to do something else to improve it by digging a hole. We're going to see things like that would be a kinyan chazaka. I'll get to that when we get tomorrow's in Bava Basra Bez Hashem. So the Gemara says, so now, what are we saying? Now we say the Mnevzagel Akana. So Rav Sheshes Amar Lo, Af B'Shabbos Nami Lo Wil, that even by Shabbos, it's not effective to re-enclose the carpef. So the Gemara says, really, this time, this really makes sense to assume that Rav Chista is the one who said that the wall is going to be effective for making a new enclosure on the carpet. While Rav Nuna is going to argue, Rav Nuna is going to agree with Rav Sheshes, and argue that it's really not helpful. Right, he is going to argue and say that it's not helpful. Okay, that's what we see from this Gemara. The Gemara says that is correct. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista, Moder Rav Lira, Rav Sheshes, Rav Chista said that Rav Sheshes would even agree to me, Shim Asa Mechitza Al Atel, that if you made this Mechitza on top of the mound to enclose an area that was of more than two beisas, Shehoel, that it would be effective. My time, why? Because Hoel Va'avir Mechitza Zalyonos Adar, because at the end of the day, the person is wanting the area. So Gemara is saying that at the end of the day, that if you're living on top of this tail, then the mechitzas at tachlon is not going to help you at all, and the mechitza on the top would be helping you. So therefore, you've had valid mechitzos. So therefore, you've done something which is going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, so then, boy, Rabbi Bar Chana, but the Gemara asks though, nifal mechitzos at tachlon zonos kaimas ma'u. What if the lower mechitzos had sank into the ground, leaving only the upper mechitzos? What's going to be the lacha? So now it's only enclosed by the walls that you've created. So even the shita that said that it's aser, that was because you've only added to a previous one. But once you've sunken in the mechitzos, so then shouldn't you assume according to everyone, maybe lechora, that it should be valid mechitzos and it should be mutter now to carry in this carpet. So the Gemara says lemay. So according to which halacha was this halacha of Rabbi Chana? We had two halachas. We both mentioned about carrying in a carpet on Shabbos and also the halacha of nechzer ger. So the Gemara starts off with ila nechzer ger. If you're going to say that this is a valid acquisition for acquiring the property of the ger. The Gemara says that, but you don't need to teach you that because Hanad the Yomer Bira, because this is already the really an earlier ruling of Yomer Bira. What did Yomer Bira say? So Gemara now quotes it. Amar Yomer Bira, Amar of Yehuda, Haiman de Shada Lifta Pila de Ara de Ger. Someone who threw lift is usually a type of turnip into the ground that was belonging to a ger who had again died without having any children. So you want to take possession of this area. So Vasi Sachuna and Rafak Beporta. Then right after that, another Jew came along and he dug a hole in the ground. So then. Umar Paskin's Basar Kane Kamai Lo Kane, that only the one who dug the hole, which is a valid improvement of the property, and that's a Kinan Chazaka, that's going to work. However, the first person, what did he didn't dig at all, all he put is a turnip into the ground, that is to plant it, that's not considered a valid acquisition. So Umar says, my time of why did the first person not acquire it? But in the Dishada Lo Kashaka, at the end of the day, when he threw the turnip into the ground, the property didn't improve, so since nothing grew immediately, then it's going to be as if he did nothing La Halacha. Because when the property did improve, the turnip began to go, it improved on its own without the action of the person who threw it. So similarly in our case, what we'll say, that there also, we would assume that the new mechitzos improved the property only after the original mechitzos had sunken into the ground. So therefore, lechora, it would be telling us that also this would not be valid, and it would lechora not be a valid kinyan chazaka. So that's clear that it can't be that this is valid. So the Gemara says that it can't be that we were saying that the halacha that mechitzas tamarinos kayamas that should be heter gamar. It's lechora not going to help you at all for kinyan chazaka. So the Gemara says it must be that this shaila was lelalin and Shabbos. This was in halacha Shabbos. Whether or not this new mechitzah is going to be good for new, to say that this area is now this carpef is now mutter to carry him because you have a new mechitzah, which was from Makom Nadira. So the Gemara says, "Having mechitza nesses b'Shabbos." So we're asking is only if this happens on Shabbos itself. Apparently, the Gemara was assuming as Dever Pashut that if the thing had fallen, sunken in on Erev Shabbos, then it's Pashut that the mechitzas would definitely be a valid enclosure. The Shaila was if this happens on Shabbos itself. So Gemara says, "V'tana the Brisa tells us." That if you have the mechitza which is done whether it was on purpose or not on purpose, is a valid mechitza. Therefore, in our case, even though new mechitzas began functioning only on Shabbos, they're still going to be valid, and therefore the karpif would be considered enclosed by hook of the makom dira and be mutter to carry there. So the Gemara questions this. The Gemara says, "Lavit mar labot." Don't we learn on that price? So Amar Rav Nachman says, "Loshana el Israel." That this halacha was only that in terms of the din daraisa. That this would create midaraisa rishus yachid. Therefore, someone who throws from rishus rabim into this area, we're going to assume that halachically he has violated an isra daraisa because he's a full fledged rishus yachid midaraisa. However, even but demidarabanan latalta velatalta aser, it's still going to be aser when you do these type of mechitzas. Rav Nachman is telling us the chumra that we don't assume that those old mechitzas are going to make it mutter. So the Gemara says. Ki itmar de Rav Nachman. In which case was Rav Nachman mentioned? Rav Nachman was talking about only amazed itmar. He was talking about a case where a person did it on purpose as a penalty for violating Shabbos. The Chachamim say that it's usher to carry within these mechitzas. However, when the mechitzas were not done beisr, then Rav Nachman would be moda. Even Rav Nachman would be moda. There would be no isr de Rabbanan, and that's what comes out for the Gemara over here. Okay, the Gemara wants to bring a story that happened. Ha'isasa de avdi mechitzal gavi mechitzal benichsa. I guess so. It was a woman who did this. She put a mechitza on top of an existing mechitza on a property of the convert. And so then again, she wants to acquire it because the convert died without any heirs. So the Gemara says, So Asa who gavra rafak before then after that a person realized, oh, maybe this isn't a valid thing, so let me, and he dug in the ground. So they came to Asa the Kavid of Nachman, they came before Rav Nachman. Look, maybe other Nachman, the second person is correct. The woman hadn't done a proper acquisition. So the Gemara says now, Asas ihi v'katzavcha kamei. So she came and she was yelling at Rav Nachman, saying, what are you doing, Rabbi? Amar la mayavid alach. So Rav Nachman said, what do you want from me? You didn't do the halachic thing. What are you yelling at me? It's not my fault. A lot of times people think the rabbi is always at fault. The guy who's passing the shadow is always at fault. He's just telling you what it says on Shulchan Aruch. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. So the Gemara continues now. Karpev beis shalosh v'kira bo beis sa. So we're now discussing if you have a karpev which is three beis sa. However, what if you roofed over and one beis of it? So maybe now I should assume it's only shear of beis sasayim, which is the minimum shear of a karpev. It should be mutter. We're assuming right now that roofing it over would help you, as we're going to see, based on the concept of pi tikra yod v'sosim, that the edge of the roof is going to extend downward. Therefore, I would assume maybe talach and b'chitza. So the Gemara says, Rav Amar Avir Kriya Meyatro, that the covered space would make it go. Yacho is to exceed the two beisas, and therefore it is still going to be aser. However, Rabbi Zera Amar Ein Avir Kriya Meyatro. No, the miyatro, not the lashon of heter, rather the lashon of exceeding, of making it bigger, meaning that the covered area would make a separation between the two areas, and now you don't have an area of two beis of beisasayim where it's aser to carry in this this carpet. So the Gemara says. Rav explains the reason behind their sheet. Doesn't Rav says Lemar Rav of Rabbi Zera bepluked Rav Shmuel kolifing. Rav says maybe they're arguing about a similar machlokas which Rav and Shmuel had. The Itmar Achzar beBika. The case is if you have this open hut that was in an open field. Rav Amar Motel Atalta beKula. Rav says that it's permitted to carry throughout this whole area underneath it. Shmuel says it would allow you carry within Dalad Amos. The Gemara explains how is this the opinion of Rav and Shmuel. Rav says now, Rav Amar Mutta L'Talta B'Kula, Rav says it's permitted to carry throughout the area of this open hut, because our minimum Pitta Kriyot V'Sosim, because we apply the rule that the edge of the roof is going to extend downward and seal it off, and therefore it's a violent Mechitza. What we say in Pitta Kriyot V'Sosim, the very helpful rule of Dilgos Erevin, is that when you have a roof, basically a covered area, that we assume that that wall will then go down and serve as your Mechitza. So therefore, you have a valid mechitza. Shmuel says you're only allowed to carry your amos. Lo minim pisak riyor v'sosim. Seemingly, he does not hold the idea of pisak riyor v'sosim. If the roof extends downward and it will seal it off, this would not be valid according to Shmuel. So therefore, a covered area is considered enclosed, and carrying would still be aser. So the Gemara now is saying that now this machlokas between Rav and Zera seemingly is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Why is that? Because new in the case of the roofed area, we're assuming the carpet has no walls. Rabbi Zera still says that it's a separate area and it'd be mutter to carry. According to Rav's opinion, seemingly that would be the same halach as well. Rav is seemingly saying that it's not usher to carry. Maybe it'd go like Shmuel, that sikra yod v'sosim, we do not hold of that. So the Gemara now says, turning on to the next amud. I de avida ki bekiach sadra hachanami. That if the roof over the area of the carpet had been built like this hut, that really Rava would agree that the halakhically that it would be okay. Meaning there's a difference in the type of roof. That if the roof is flat at the then everyone are good at extending downwards. However, the roof we're discussing over here, we're dealing with a type of roof which is literally like a shed, but meaning it's a roof which is slanted. That in that situation, Rava is saying that we don't apply the halakha of pi sikra yor v'sosim. That we don't say that halakha because in that situation we're assuming that it's not something that that is a valid valid halacha when you have a roof which is slanted. So basically, we're coming out that Rava and Rabbi Zera are both going to agree with Rav that in the case of a roof which is flat, we would say pisik riyot v'sosim, and that is what we would say halacha lemaisa as well. So the Gemara now continues. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Zera." Rabbi Zera says, "Modina bekarpif shenifrat b'mlo lechatzer." That I would agree that in the case of the karpif of exactly two beisas that was open into a chatzer, she'asr, that the karpif is going to be asr. Why? My time. Because ho'el ve'avir chatzer meyatro. Because the space of the chatzer is going to combine with the karpif to say that it's more than two beisas, and therefore I'm going to agree that it's asr to carry. So the Gemara says, why in the world would you say that? And the Gemara says, maske for Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef questions this. He says, v'chi avir amutr la'osro, can it really be that the space that's permitted to is going to asr it? Before, when it came to the case that it was open, carrying was permitted between the carpet and the chatzer. So why should you assume that this opening between the two areas is going to be asr to carry? So it's important to see that if you have a picture, it'd be very helpful because, the Gemara is going to get into the details of, of the situation of what exactly the wall broke into. So just be helpful, I'll just point out if you have a picture over here. But either way, we're assuming that the only time that a pirtza is going to create an area which usser is only if it's completely open to an usser area. When both areas are mutter fundamentally to carry between each other, then lechora there should be no problem of a pirtza between the two of them. So since the chatzar is enclosed for purposes of makom dira, it's an area which cannot be added to the karpif to assume that it should be extended, to assume that there should be usher to carry in the karpif then at that point. So the Gemara, how can that extend the shear of the karpif? So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Kiman, according to whom are you asking this question? Rabbi Shimon, meaning according to you, it's only Rabbi Shimon who says that it's permitted to carry between two different types of outdoor areas. But Rabbi Shimon, he says it's mutter to carry between a carpet and a chatzer. Rabbi Shimon, namia ika avir makam mechitzos. But even according to Rabbi Shimon, though, there is going to be now a space between the walls that now have been uncovered, that this area becomes added to the carpet, and therefore we're going to assume that it's passed the two besos, in which case Rabbi Zera's situation makes sense. That where Rabbi Zera was speaking of a case where the carpet was exactly two besos, that the additional space between the wall would say that would make it extending the two besos, and therefore we would say that you would have more than two besos of a makam in a makam ladira. That's what comes out of the Gemara right now. So the Gemara now says, so then the Gemara says of Damar of Chista, because Abai is bringing proof for this, that Rav Chista said karpef shenifras bimloo, that if you have a karpef which was opened in its entirety into a chatzer, then chatzer mutaris for karpif asr. The carrying in the chatzer is going to be permitted, and carrying the karpif is going to be asr. The Gemara says, chatzer my time. What's the reasoning of the chatzer? So why would a chatzer be asr? So the Gemara says, chatzer my time. So what's the reasoning of the chatzer being mutar? Because the isbe gefufe. Because the chatzer itself fundamentally has part of the mechitzos which have remained. That the chatzer has, if you have a picture again, be very whether the pictures are very helpful here, that they have the two walls of the chatzer have remained over there, so you still have an area which looks like it has mechitzos according to the way that the chatzer will see it. However, the karpif looks like it's completely open fully, and therefore it'd be usher to be metaltal over there. So the Gemara is wondering, why would Rav Chista have to even tell you this dafka where the karpif was usher in the chatzer mutaris, vazimin debishkach asle ifcha? But wait a second, can you tell me that also it's going to be usher on the other way around? That if the karpif has the two walls, then it would have the kefufe over there, and then in the chatzer would be completely open, so shouldn't it be that maybe only the karpif should be mutter and the chatzer should be aser? So the Gemara is now saying, so what are we concluding from Rav Chista? Why would Rav Chista dafka tell us specifically the din of the karpif rather than of the chatzer? We're seeing that this can't be the reasoning of Rav Chista. So the Gemara says, what is the reasoning of Rav Chista? So the Gemara says, Ela mishum darminan ze avir mechitzos miyacho. The reason of Rav Chista is because we're assuming that in this case, where the extra space is joined by the karpif, the space of the walls is going to make it exceed past the size of two besos, and therefore it's going to say that it's aser. V'zeh ein aver mechitzos miyacho. However, in the case where there is no extra space in the chatzer, then what? Then we're going to assume that the space of the walls is not going to make it go further than the size of the shear that you want it to, because we're assuming the chatzer is going to be permitted regardless of its size, right? A chatzer doesn't matter how big it is. It doesn't matter if it's beis time. So therefore, if the situation were in fact reversed, the karpif had the walls and the chatzer didn't, then the chatzer would still remain mutter, and would, because the karpif was batal to it, and therefore it would be mutter, and that's what Rav Chista seems to be saying. So therefore, we're assuming right now that this would be a problem according to Rabbanan, who say that it's usher to carry between a chatzer and a karpif. However, the Gemara was assuming that we're going aliba again to Reb Shimon, who's saying that it's mutter to carry between a chatzer and a karpif, and apparently Rav Chista was going with that as well. So the Gemara now says, so then we're going to go on to a different case of karpif. The Gemara says, "Ahu bostana dahavei samech laguda dapanda." If you have an orchard that was adjacent to the wall of a mansion, Nafal Ashisa Braisa da Panda. So then the outer wall of the mansion, which also was part of the wall of the orchard, is going to be it fell off. And then if it fell off, then we're assuming that this wall is no longer existent. So then we're wondering what you can do. If are you allowed to carry in it or not, because now you don't have a makom surrounded by mechitzos for the two besas of the karpif. So the Gemara says, Savar of Bebai Lememar, Lismuch Aguda de Gavasa. The Bebai wanted to assume that one was allowed to rely on the inner wall of the house, because we're assuming now that it's open to the orchard, so then the inner wall is also going to be for that purpose, and you could use that inner wall of the house. So the Gemara says that this doesn't make sense. I'm going to Rav Papi said, Mishum to asu mimoli amrisu mila milai hanach b'chitzas legavai avdinan libray lo avdinan. So he says that you guys come from people who don't live long lives, that you say these things are incorrect. It's a little bit insulting over here. So, okay, either way. So he says that these inner walls of the house, what was their purpose? They were made for inside the house. They're not made libray. They're not made for the outside. The inner walls of the house is to protect the house. So therefore, you can't assume that you're going to be valid. Those are valid mechitzos. So therefore, the entire orchid is going to be usher to carry in. So the Gemara continues another case of a carpet. If the Gemara now discusses ahi abukana tahavei leila resh galusa bebustanim. If you had this Rashi describes it as this type of ilan, type of tree that they used to have a lot of shade to it, and they would plant the chashuv people used to plant their seeds to hang out there and to enjoy the shade during the summer months. So it was in the Reish Galusa. He's a very powerful figure, right? He was the head of the Exilarch, the head of the Bavel. So he had this area which was more than two beisas and had not been enclosed for Makom Dira. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Huna Bar Chinna. The Reish Galusa told Rav Huna Bar Chinna, Li Avid Mar Takata Lamacha Necholach Masa. He said, can you figure out some way that by tomorrow, by Shabbos, we'll be able to eat our bread there? We'll eat our meal there. Azal Avid Kane Kane Pachas. So Rav Huna Bar Chinna went, what did he do? And he made a fence that had all of these Kane Kane, these sticks that were spaced less than three tefachim apart and had lavud. And therefore, they were going to create a mechitza for this area. So then the Gemara says, Azal Rava, turn and Kane next time now. And Shalfinu, sort of Rava, then pulled them out because he held that the entire orchid was going to be permitted anyway. Why? Because Rava held that the area itself is considered a makom dira, and the building of the area, part of that, turned the whole area into a courtyard of the makom dira. So since it was fundamentally a makom dira, according to Rava, then we were assuming that it was going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, Azal Rav Papa Rav Huna Breda Rav Naktinu Mibasrei. So then Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, they went and they took away the sticks after him, meaning after he passed, so that he would not make it again. So now, we'll pick up in Mirtz Hashem with Lamachar, with the story of what happened. When the next day we'll pick up, we'll describe again the Shittos, we'll pick up tomorrow, Bez Hashem, from this point.